Oyraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yud Aleph from Abayz. We're holding on Yud Aleph from an Aleph, six lines in the bottom, by the words of Savar Shmuel. So the Gemara mentioned the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that according to Rav, Rav says a Svara that we could get out of Tasav Leimin Asui with the Svara of Ktisasun Zu Asiyasun, Psikasun Zu Asiyasun, both by Sukkah and by Tzitzis, even if it was made in a way that it was possible, if afterwards you cut it, you do some sort of Maisa Yidei cutting, so that's considered like you're remaking the thing and you get out of the Psul of Tasav Leimin Asui. Whereas Shmuel held that no, you don't get out of the psul in that way. And therefore, Lamasho by sukkah, if you take the branches that are attached to the ground, you hang them over your sukkah. So now, they're attached, so they're pasul. At the time that you put them onto the sukkah, your sukkah was pasul. So now you're gonna have a problem now that you have to get out of tassel v'leimen asli. Even after you cut it, that's not considered that now you're making the sukkah anew. Rather, you have to then pick up the slach and put it back down. That's Shmuel Shita. We do not say k'tisasen zuyasiyasan, or by tzitzis also, we do not say psikasen zuyasiyasan. So as the Gemara of Esav Shmuel, yamrinam psikasen zuyasiyasan, is that really true? V'atani Shmuel mishem Rabbi Chiya. Shmuel himself taught in the name of Rabbi Chiya that hitul l'shnei kranos b'vasachas. If let's say you put the strings of the tzitzis through two corners at the same time, v'achar kach pasak, and then you separate them from each other, v'achar kach pasak or shichut in shalem. So the halacha is that they're ksherin. Now wait a second. My lav shekaiser v'achar pasak. Aren't we talking about that you put them through the two corners? You made all the knots and everything, and then afterwards you cut them away from each other. So it comes out at the time that you made the tzitzis, when you made the strings and you tied everything, it comes out at that time it was possible. So why isn't this a problem of tasev leimen asoi? Elamai, it must be because when you cut it, that's considered the asiyah. Psikasans we asiyasan. So you see, Shmuel does hold psikasans we asiyasan. Says the Gemara, Laisha Paisik Vachakach Kaisher. We're talking about that you put the strings through and then you cut it, and then only afterwards you tied it. So the Asiya is the tying it, not the cutting. The Asiya is the fact that you tied it afterwards, that's why there's no problem of Tasav Leimin Asa. Fact the Gemara, Paisik Vachakach Kaisher, Milam Emra. So what's the Chiddush? Obviously, if you only make the Tzitzis afterwards, so then there's no problem of Tasav Leimin Asa. Why would I think otherwise? Says the Gemara, Mao Detema, I could have thought otherwise. I could have thought that Binan Kanaf Peshas Psil Velekka. I could have thought that no, that you need it to be that when you put it in through, that you have to put it in through one corner at a time. You can't put it in through two corners at the same time. And therefore over here, you don't have Knaf Peshas Psil. You put it in through two corners. Kamash Mullin, then no, you're even allowed to put it in through two corners, at the same time. Frak the Gemara Meis, we have a kasha now on Rav. Rav holds that we do say psikasa zuyasiyasan. Frak the Gemara Talam v'lei pasak rashichut and shalahan. Let's say you take one long string instead of four strings. You take one long string, you put it through the corner, and you tie it, and then you cut it. It doesn't say you cut it. V'lei, you didn't cut it at the time that you put it in and you made it tzitzis. So the halach is it's psulin. So ma'ila psulin la'ilam, it sounds like it's possible forever. Even after you're gonna cut it, it's still gonna be possible. It's yuf to the Rav, it's a kasha on Rav. According to Rav, then no, once you cut it afterwards, so psikasin zuyasi also. Says the Gemara in Echanami, Amar lecha Rav, my psulim, psulin achi ifsiku. When the Braisa says pasul, it just means until you cut it. But once you cut it, it's going to be kosher because psikasin zuyasi also. However, Shmuel Amar Psulin Lailam. No, it means pasul forever, even after you cut it. Because we don't say psikasin zuyasi also. V'chein Amar Levi, psulin Lailam. V'chein Amar Masna, Amar Shmuel, psulin Lailam. Egan Ami, some have a version that Amr of Masna, but Didi have Ovda. I had a case like this. Vasar the Kami to Mashmuel. I came to Mashmuel to ask him the Shailo. Va'amr li psulun la'ilam. And he told me that they're possible even after they're cut. Says the Gemara now, Mace, we have another Kasha on Rav. Talon, v'acher kaf pasak rashichut etchalahen. So here it says in Mefirsh, that not just you were talon one string, and then you, it says here for sure, and then afterwards you cut it, still is psulen. So you see lahed over here, that even though you cut it afterwards, we do not say psikasin zuyasi asan. So that's mamash kashan raf. V'oidin furthermore, tani, we learned in the Braise of Gabe Sukkah, tase, we darsh from tase v'loimin asui. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Hidlo las a gefen as a glatis a kisus, v'sikachal gabman psua. If you take schach that's attached to the ground, you bend it over, you bend over the branches on top of your sukkah, so the halacha is that the sukkah is possible. So now, hechidami, what's the case? Ilema bishleikitzan, where we're talking about before you cut it, and when it says possible, it just means possible until you cut it, so then my area misham tasav leimen asui. This is not an example of tasav leimen asui, typically the mechubarininu. The reason why this sukkah is possible is because the schach is possible, because it's still attached to the ground. Elamai, we're talking about after you cut it. V'katani psula, and still it says that it's fossil. So you see, we do not say that when you cut it, that's considered the asiyah. We say that this is still a problem of ta'asav lo'imin asa, which you have to derive, which seems to refute Rav's shita. Says the Gemara, no, to answer the second kasha from Sukkah, that Amr Lach Rav, Halcha b'mayitzkina d'shalfinu shilufei. We're not talking about where you cut it, we're not talking about where you didn't cut it, something in between. You bent over the branches in a way that they were technically detached, however, you did it in a way that it's still like right next to it, and therefore, d'lamin karasiyah didu. It's not nicker that which you severed it, and therefore it's still a problem of tasa v'loy min ha'asoy. So technically it's not tzlach pasul anymore, because you did detach it, however, you still didn't cut it mamish, and therefore it doesn't get you to the heter of ktsisas and zuyasi yasa. That's why it's still gonna have a problem of tasav leimen asoy. The Gemara points out, mikol mokom talon vachakach pasa kasha l'rav. But still the first kasha that we asked from tzitzis, where it says lahedya that even after you cut it, it's still possible, so that's mamish a kasha and rav, and says the Gemara, it's true kasha, that's taka kasha and rav. Says the Gemara Vayter, Lema Ketanai, the Luchayra, this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, about whether or not we say that cutting it is considered an Asiya, the Luchayra is Machlekes Tanayim, it says Avar Velikton, it says by Hadassim, which is, the Lach is if it's mostly berries, so it's Pasul, it's and so technically you could just take off the berries and then it's Kasher. But the problem is here we're talking about a case where it's Yantif. Now in Yantif you're not allowed to take off the berries. What happens if Avar Velikton, he was over and he took off the berries. The Ma'is, he took off the berries. So what's the Lach, huh? So, Pasul Divrei Reb Shimon ben Bar Yoi Tzadok. Reb Shimon ben Yoi Tzadok says that it's Pasul still. V'chachamim machshir, the Chachamim say it's kosher. L'maisa right now, you don't have rive berry, so it's kosher. So now, Savrua de Kuliyama Lulav Tzarechagev Yafinu Lulav Misuka. Right now, the Gemara assumes that a Lulav needs to be bound altogether, the different meaning. Lulav Hadassim and Aravis, they need to be bound together, and we learn that Lulav from Sukkah, Dichsev Gabi Sukkah, Tasev Laimina Asoy, that we learn that from Sukkah, that just like by Sukkah, where it says Tasem, we have a drasha, that it has to be tasev v'loy min ha'asui, who are then by arbaminim, when you bundle them together, it has to be at the time that you bundle it, it's kosher. So now, why would it be that when you take off the berries, it's kosher? The chayra, at the time that you put it into the bundle, it was puzzle. So why doesn't this have a psul of tasev v'loy min ha'asui? My labba kamifugi. The chayra, the machlekes is as follows. Demand the machsher, the chachamim say it's kosher, savar amrina gabi sukkah ktsisasa zui asiyasan, u gabi lulav nami amrina lakitasa zui asiyasan. The chachamim hold that just like by sukkah, like rav, we say ktsisasa zui asiyasan, so here too also we could say that cutting off the berries, that's like the asiya, and therefore it's not a problem of tasav loyman asli. Uman the pasul, Shimon bar Yatzadik, who said it's pasul, he savar loy amrina gabi sukkah ktsisasa zui asiyasan, he holds like Shmuel, that we don't say ktsisasa zui asiyasan. And therefore, why then we got by lulav nami loyamrin and likitasa zuyasiyasa? We also don't say now by lulav that when you take off the berries, that's a new asiya. The mele, you're still stuck with the old asiya when you bundled it, and when you bundled it at that time, it was pasul. So therefore, this is going to be a problem of tasa v'leimina asu, even if you take off the berries afterwards. So that's what the Gemara assumes right now, that this machlaikas of Shimon bar Yoi Tzadik and the Chachamim is really the machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. However, says the Gemara, it's not muchach. What? The kuli amu loy amin and gabi sukkah ktsisasa zuyasi yasan. Everybody holds like Shmuel that we don't say ktsisasa zuyasi yasan. The machlekes is gufa whether or not there's a din of tasav leimin also be arbaminim. Man the machsher savor leyafinu lulav misukah. The chachamim hold not the pshat that when you cut off the berries that's the asiya and you got out of the problem of tasav leimin asoy. There is no din of tasav leimin asoy. We don't learn out arbaminim from sukkah. Uman the pasul of Shimon bar Yatzadik holds savor yafinu lulav misukah. He holds that we do learn out lulav from sukkah that there is a din of tasav leimin asoy and that's why the minim are possible in this case. Or if you buy Sema, Isfir on the Lulav Tzarech Aged, Kuli Amolei Pligidi Alfino Lulav Misukka. Avada, we should learn out Lulav from Sukka. However, that would only be if there's a din of Aged by Lulav, if there's a din to make the Arba Minim together. However, Vahachaba Kamifligi, the Machlekas is Gufa, whether or not it needs Aged. Mar Savar Tzarech Aged, Umar Savar Ain Tzarech Aged. Rav Shimon bar Yatzadik holds it needs an Aged, and therefore there's a problem over here of Tasav Lehman Asoy, since at the time that you put it together, it wasn't kosher. The Chachamim say that there's no din to make the Arba Minim. There's no din to put it all together. So there's no din asiyah. So therefore you're never going to have a problem of tasav leimin asoy. Ubeplukta dani tanayim. This machlekes about whether or not lulav tzarech eged is really a machlekes, a different machlekes tanayim that Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Now, lulav, bein agud, bein sheino agud kasher, Rabbi Yehuda, aymer agud kasher, sheino agud pasul. Machlaikas, the chachamim say, does not need an eged, and Rabbi Yehuda says it needs an eged. So now that we mentioned this machlaikas, the Gemara just digresses a little, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's taka, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he says that lulav tzarech eged? Yalof lekicha lekicha me agudas ezayv. He learns it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Ksev hasam lekachtem agudas ezayv. It says by Pesach Mitzrayim lekachtem. Ksev hacha it says by Arbaminim lekachtem lechem biyom erishon. Malahalon just like over there by Pesach Mitzrayim by aguda it says lekachtem agudas. So you see there was an aguda afkan nami by aguda. So to the lekachtem and it says by Arbaminim it means it has to be bundled together. Verabbanan who say that we don't need an eged. They say melakicha melakicha leyafinan. They don't have this mesira to darshan lekicha lekicha. Says the Gemara now, Kmanozla, the Tanya, who's the following Braisa like? The Braisa says, Lulav mitzvah loigdai. There's a mitzvah, lechatchila, to be ma'agedet. Vemloy agdai kosher. Belamaisa, if you don't do it, it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, kiloy agdai ma kosher. If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that lekicha lekicha. So it's a chilik of the mitzvah. It's how you do the mitzvah. Why should it be kosher b'diavit? And I Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan who don't hold of the drasha, so my mitzvah. So then where would the mitzvah come from? Why would there be a mitzvah to tie it together? Says the Gemara, loy lam Rabbanan. Really, it's the Rabbanan. Ah, so where do they get it from, that there's a mitzvah, l'chatchila, to tie it together? Olam Rabbanan, he, u'mishum shenemer zek keli van veyu, and we darsh it from there, yisneu lefanu b'mitzvahs, which is the makar for the idea of hider mitzvah. So because of hider mitzvah, even the Rabbanan hold it, there's still a din l'chatchila to tie it, but that's not ma'akev. Hider mitzvah is not ma'akev. And Bryce is really like the Chachamim, that there's a din l'chatchila to be mahadir and to tie it together, but l'maisa, if not, then it's still going to be kosher. Oh, you're right.